What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you know, there has been a sharp increase in elderly men who decide to put the mask on. Why, you might ask? Well, in my humble opinion, these are men who've been married for so long that they've put up with so much abuse from their wives behind closed doors that they finally say, fuck it, I'm done, I'm gonna get rid of you. Like the man in this article that was updated on the 9th of February. Husband offlines his 71-year-old wife with a hammer in their room at a retirement community. Wow, a hammer. I know I ain't shit for what I'm about to say, but fuck it. Sounds like this guy said it's hammer time. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Georgia man is charged with termination after police say he offlined his wife inside a room they shared at an Atlanta area retirement community. Gwinnett County Police arrested 81-year-old Richard Hayden on Tuesday, February 6th, after his wife, 71-year-old Grace Hayden, was found deleted at the Linwood Estates Gracious Retirement Living in Lawrenceville, police said. Well, he gave her a retirement, all right, but it was not gracious at all. Hayden is charged with felony termination, malice termination, and aggravated insult in what is described by authorities as a quote-unquote domestic-related incident. You see, gentlemen, no matter what age a woman is, she will still find a way to work your last good nerve. Officers were called to the facility at approximately 10 a.m. and discovered a woman deleted in one of the rooms, police said in a news release. Quote unquote, the other person who occupied the room, a male figure, was detained at the time, and because of suspicious circumstances of the female's deletion, investigators were called, quote unquote, Corporal Juan Medado, pretty sure I butchered that, with Gwinnett County Police told WSB-TV. Investigators said Hayden struck his wife in the head multiple times with a hammer, offlining her, according to an incident report obtained by McClatchy News. A manager at the facility told police that Hayden and his wife had been arguing for days about downsizing their apartment. The incident report states, she stopped talking to him that day and quote unquote, he snapped. The manager told police, according to the report. Now, gentlemen, I'm glad that I got this particular article, because every other article that I found about this one, they completely glazed over that huge detail. The medical examiner's office will determine the cause of deletion, authorities said. Well, I'm pretty sure blunt force trauma to the head with a hammer, yeah, that might be the end result. Hayden was evaluated at a hospital for reasons not connected to the incident and later booked into jail, police said. He remained in custody at the Gwinnett County Jail as of February 7th, online records show. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. No matter how old a woman is, she will get on your last damn nerve. And you guys know exactly what I'm going to say in this scenario. Female fuckery, female disrespect has no age limit. Therefore, the response of the man who puts on the mask also has no age limit. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their room that they lived in at the retirement community. So I got to give this a 10. Method of execution, the hammer of havoc. I got to give that a 25. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this a 30. And for the brutality factor, multiple times struck in the head with a hammer. Yeah, I wonder if this guy was playing Mario Brothers or had any memories of Super Mario Brothers, because he damn sure became a hammer brother that day. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 35. So Richard Hammerman Hayden gets a score of 100. Gentlemen, I told you, this year has already gone off the rails. Hey, men across the board are saying fuck it all around. Yep, men have gotten tired of the modern woman. Yeah, how many years do you think this man had to put up with said woman? Why? Because we know when it comes to men and divorce, yeah, the gun of the state is always pointed at you if you're married. She knows this, which is why so many women commit such disrespectful acts and such fuckery, because they know, oh, you know what? I have the legal court and the court of public opinion on my side at all times. However, when a man finally says, fuck it, neither one of those things are going to be there to protect you, ladies. And guess what? A lot of you will find out a very lethal lesson. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, to you wives who think that you're going to keep using the system as a sword and a shield whenever you decide you want to be disrespectful to your man and think that he's not going to do anything about it, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in those situations where you decide to run off at the mouth at men is going out. Feminism and the Duluth model, which we know is false, that you still love to use as a sword and a shield to think you're going to keep that man at bay, that's going out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, female fuckery and disrespect has no age limit. Therefore, a man who finally gets pushed beyond his line and decides to put the mask on, that has no age limit as well. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.